Okay, this is activation number 7. Okay, so let's breathe together. Breathe in light. Take it to the core of the matrix of the soul. Begin to exhale through the mouth. And just simply letting go. You can activate the pillars of light, 4 corners of this room. We're going to call in the Council of 14, President Saint Germain and Babaji, Mary Magdalene. Begin to feel a force field of light, not only around you, but deep within your heart center. Continuing to breathe deeply into the body, deep into the core, the matrix of the soul. Breathe deeply into the heart, activating the still point behind your physical heart. Now, there's a power point just off of your belly button. So bring your awareness to the space just above, not above vertically, but above your belly button, just off your belly button. You will find there is a activator there. We call it a power point. So you're simply with your awareness and the breath going to activate it so you can deepen your connection with the central sun. Take a deep breath into your belly button. And all sounds you may hear will help deepen your meditative experience. Feel your belly button beginning to activate. We're going to do a little clearing, as it were, with your parents. Your cosmic umbilical cord is connected to your parents, wherever they may be, in whatever realm they are in. So we're going to do first, Father. Take a deep breath. Deep cleansing breath through your belly button into that cosmic cord with your Father, to your Father's spirit, soul, I am presence. And whatever might be remaining as incomplete with your Father, we're going to create a completion in communication, a completion with father-son, father-daughter relationship. And this could go back to past lives as well. All right, we're going to breathe the power of love through your belly button, through that cosmic cord to your Father. We're going to ask the spirit of your Father to just simply receive the blessings from Mary Magdalene, the divine feminine. Whatever is occurring in your awareness, simply breathe, continue to breathe, and allow Stay in the present moment. I am here. I am now. I am. You are disengaging from tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, your pain body, your emotional body, all levels of duality. Feel a connection with your Father. Beginning to change, beginning to shift. You are the observer, you are the voyager. Allow the power of love to move through that cosmic cord from your belly button to your Father. Allow the power of the sun and the solar vibrations moving through that cord to your Father from your belly button. Allow a healing, as it were, of any birthing trauma, of any and all early childhood trauma. Of any and all conflicted vibrations. Now, breathe through the violet, this cord, with your Father. Breathe the violet. From your solar plexus to wherever your Father is. And then the gold. And as you do this, it's going to begin to heal any remaining conflicts within yourself regarding the male principle within your awareness and your physical body. And that basically is the right use of will. Will is first-rate energy. It represents the power of intention, be it conscious intention and unconscious attention. Keep breathing. Now, whatever you need to say to your Father that was unsaid in physical life, you may do so now telepathically through this cosmic cord. remembering your agreement with your father, your soul agreement with the family that you were born into, with the parents that you chose. Now receive telepathically through this cord that's connected between your father and your belly button. Receive any communications that he now wishes to share with you. All right, come to completion with this level. Take another slow, deep breath into the heart center. All right, now we're going to do the mother cord from your belly button. Now begin to feel from that space just above your belly button and the spirit of your mother. We're going to feel your agreement with your mother and the family that you were born into. Now become aware if there is anything that needs to be communicated with your mother. You may do so now through this cosmic cord. Any unsaid feelings, emotions, thoughts, communication, you may share that with the spirit of your mom now. Use the power of the violet and the gold. Any and all birthing trauma? Has the opportunity to be resolved now? Including any in utero trauma? Especially to the emotional body. Now, using the violet and the gold will help to transmute any staticky feelings between yourself and your mother. Staticky meaning uneasiness, meaning any levels of agitated levels of miscommunication. Any and all unresolved emotions. Communicate with her any and all unresolved energies that you may be holding in your body that is affecting your health and emotional and physical and mental well-being. Now finish up with this level of communication and begin to receive from your mother anything that she wishes to share with you on a soul level. Okay, begin to finish up, please. Slowly taking a deep breath. Okay, we're going to begin to slowly move awareness up through the throat into the base of the skull. We're going to hold the state of C1 adjustment. Bring all of your loving awareness and attention to C1, cervical one. Your atlas, top of your spine, hold the state of harmony. And at the same time, bring your awareness to the base of the spine at your sacrum and hold the same state of harmony and balance for your original 8 cells of creation. Keep breathing. Any unconscious, unresolved issues, bring it into the breath. Allow yourself to fully embrace whatever has been hidden in your emotional body that has affected C1 or the base of your spine and your base chakra. Okay, now begin to receive a cleansing of the area at the base of your skull called the medulla oblongata. Which will include any alien technology that may have been implanted there at the base of your skull will be removed. Saint Germain, Babaji, Mary Magdalene. Continue to breathe awareness to the base of your skull. Allow an opening. Allow an activation to occur. Call in your healing team as well, and your guardian angel. And you're going to ask your guardian, actually you're going to give an assignment to your guardian angel to be the protector, if you will, or the guardian for the base of your skull, the medulla oblongata. The only energies that should be in that area are your own. Take a deep breath and own it. Now, as you begin to take ownership of that area of your physical body, your brain now can begin to relax and be in a state of calm. Release, you can begin to release now the need to be on guard, to be hyper-vigilant, to be over-reactive, over-protective of your body. Deep breath. All right, begin to breathe in the light of the soul. Your soul. Begin to breathe it in to the crown chakra, to the spine. Breathe it into your feet, your hands. Breathe it directly into your heart. Take in the energies of the earth through your feet. The beloved, blessed energies of the earth in the form of rainbow colors. The healing colors of the rainbow. Moving through your spine, recalibrating your spinal column. Allow a resetting of your nervous system. And the activation of your immune system and your lymphatic system. And the healing power in your brain. We're going to bring the focus now to the very center of the brain. Slow, deep breath. Begin to be aware of that sacred membrane in the center of your brain, which produces this this elixir, this divine elixir that travels down through your spinal column, in your dura tube, all the way down to the base of the spinal column. So we're going to bring awareness of this flow, this sacred fluid down your spine. And allow it to begin to heal any distortions in your spinal column, any and all imbalances within the spine, and any blockages with your kundalini flows. Begin to feel a circulatory movement inside your body. It feels like a spiral. Let it spiral down your spine, settling at the base of your spine. Allowing your cervical chakra, your base chakra, to be filled with this sacred fluid, thereby allowing the healing of all cervical fears, and all fears of the unknown and your future. As you are ready to allow this receiving of the healing power. Simply embrace your inner child. And just simply allow this divine elixir to settle into the base of your spine and let it do the work. Allow the energy to do the work. Now bring your awareness back up into the solar plexus. Beginning to release all emotional buildup in your solar plexus. Your solar plexus can store all unexpressed emotions from the whole of your life, especially babyhood, where you felt everything. And you were very psychic and sensitive to your environment, to your parents, to all that was going on in your household. Allow the energies to begin to circulate in your solar plexus, creating a movement of energies that perhaps have been stagnant for many, many years. Allow the spiraling to continue in your solar plexus. Continue to breathe. Feeling the oneness. We're going to finish up this activation with bringing awareness to the psoas muscles on either side of your trunk. That is that muscle that's very deep in the abdominal areas on the side that have to do with your posture and your stability and how you walk upon the world. All right, we're going to bring in a state of relaxation first to the right psoas muscle. Imagine where it is in your body and just breathe the power of relaxation and calm to the psoas. Any tension you may experience in that muscle, just breathe and allow. All right, we're going to bring awareness to the left psoas. Breathe in the power of calm to the psoas. The psoas can carry emotional tension. It can also carry physical trauma to the body. Okay, beginning to bring awareness back up the spine. On either side of the spine, all the way up through the neck, base of the skull, and up into the pineal gland. And breathe in a state of oneness into the pineal. I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. The true meaning of that invocation. Coming into the awareness of that which you are. Okay, center yourself with your body. Feel your grounding connection with the blessed earth. Ask for the messengers from nature to come to you today. All right, we're going to now shift to a completely different level. Take a deep breath. Opening up your channels to be a clear and perfect channel for the power of harmony to move through you into the earth, into the grid of Om Sanctuary, Asheville, the mountain ranges here, the vortexes, the pyramids, the crystals, the mineral kingdom, the devas, the nature spirits, and the fairies. Allow the harmonics of light to channel through you into the earth, and it will go to where it is most needed in the grid system here in the greater Asheville area. Allow it also to go to your physical location where you live, and to harmonize further your environment as well as your workplace environment. You allow this energy to run in the background of your life. It will be downloaded into your awareness as needed. Divine right timing. Coming back to the awareness of this room, your physical body. Feel the tips of your fingers. And the tips of your toes and your heel bone, the base of your skull, center of your chest, base of your spine, and the space around your body. Coming back more awake, more alert, more alive. Coming back, staying in the now moment. I am here, I am now, and I am. I accept all that is in divine flow. Continue to be aware of the spiraling sensation deep within your body and deep within your mind. When you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing the brain to adjust, remembering to drink water. Giving yourself full permission to be and to enjoy. Giving gratitude and thanks for all assistance given. Thank your team. Thank your guardian angel. Thank the councils, pillars of light, Saint Germain, Papaji, Mary Magdalene, and all the rest that have been present. We ask your ancestors and family members to receive this also in the way that they can receive and allow without resistance. And so it is.